bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud.
With Z and G on Joy 94.9.
I felt very invaded at a stage
you
during
did.
The day today.
You did.
I was at the ATM. I forgot what it stood for, but the ATM today.
The automatic
and I was taking out money
telling machine. Machine?
There we go. Look
Thank
at
you. Thank you. There we go. Acronym.
I was there, and the person behind me felt it necessary to stand very close.
How?
Very, very close. In money clutching.
And that's
vicinity.
That's a real distance you want to, you know, really keep aware of.
Yeah, that's my money. I don't want
because that's a vulnerable position.
You know, there should be some rules that we set up that, you know, or just some social etiquette.
What, like at least an arm's length? Is that what
I
you're telling me?
I just don't want this person within arm's reach of my cash.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That shouldn't happen at an ATM. It
and like say like
ATM.
Say like a solid meter. I feel like generally people are, you know, pretty aware of that nice, good space to sit.
Well, yeah, because I'm from Footscray. In Footscray, we've got a Commonwealth Bank. Then it goes in like a mall area. If you've ever been in Footscray, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, if you go during the day, there's like a clear line for each of the ATMs. It's about 9 or 10 people in each line. And each line starts at about 2.5 meters, 3 meters from the thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got it down.
It's been like that for about at least 15 years.
Really?
Yeah, as long as I can remember. There's like a clear line that nobody crosses when it comes to the ATM. Even if there's only one person waiting,
yeah,
like he'll still wait at that line that it's like during like peak hour and shit.
Oh. This person was clearly not from Footscray. I got to be honest.
Yeah, they
were all up in my business.
Really?
And I just... Because that's not... You know, that's
they
the most vulnerable sort of spot, you know?
And they didn't know the etiquette.
No.
Well, hopefully now, I mean, somebody can, you know, we all know the etiquette now. I mean, hopefully that's something that, you know, I mean, I feel like the toilet, waiting for the toilet stall, that's a different sort of space in between. That's a more, you know,
you're
a
already
closer, space,
closer together. You're
right?
Already closer together.
I mean, you know, that's something that, you know, is a little bit personal of a space.
Yeah. Yes, no. There's a lot of positions where you don't want your personal space invaded.
No, that's right.
You know, and I think the ATM is a very valid spot.
Well,
if you're listening out there, fella, back it up. Just back yourself up.
And how many meters back do you think people should be standing?
Yeah,
you can text us in.
Or is there anywhere that people invade your personal space where they shouldn't? Where they really shouldn't? Because there's a lot of instances where that can happen, like the escalator. The escalator, when they don't give you that step barrier, that's not fair.
No,
that's
that you need that solid step for a nice clearance. Because then it can get congested on the other end. Really,
it can.
And then what? And then what's going to happen? Peak hour has come to a full halt.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.